are knee-deep in Baltimore preparation, certainly already. This is a really good football team who plays exceptionally well at home. Got a great home record under Coach Harbaugh. They're very well coached. They play physical, tough physical style of football in every phase, special teams, offense, defense. You know, there's not a lot of, they don't present you with a lot of opportunities, you know, in terms of big plays. You don't really see many teams make a bunch of big plays against them. They make you go the long, hard way on defense. And that's very difficult to do. Offensively, they've added some explosive players to their passing game. Hushman Zada and Bolden have already made a big impact for their team. Flacco, he just continues to get better. We played him last year, and looking at all the tape from last year after we played him and then the beginning of part of this season, is certainly capable of making all the throws. Got a lot of players that have made plays for him. Got a really good tight end, got good backs, good offensive line. So, you know, this is going to be a big test for us on the road in an environment that will be very similar to last week in terms of the noise, you know, that their crowd makes, the advantage that they get playing at home. So a week we're looking forward to. You know, it's a really good football team, another conference, you know, opponent for us, and we need a great week of preparation.
Josh, how has, or if at all, how did last year's game influence, if it has at all, your preparation this week?
I don't think last year's game is going to change how we're going to try to play this game. You know, we came off a bye last year when we played them. We didn't wasn't our best week in terms of all the little things. That's no excuse. We got our butt kicked last year, plain and simple, against them. And I think we need to watch that game and see, you know, how they beat us, which was really soundly in all three phases. And you know, we're a different team. We've got a lot of different players. They have different players. You know, schematically, we're not the same. Neither are they. You know, they've changed some things too. They obviously have some different players they're using. Ed Reed's not playing in the game defensively for him, which, you know, certainly he's a player that makes a big impact in every game that he plays in. So I think it's, you know, it's a different year. Two teams that are going to get ready to play each other with different players. So I don't really think last year's game is going to have a whole lot to do with this year's game.
Josh, it's been popular in the last several years to say that the running game is overrated and that a short passing game can basically take the place of it. Some of that was based on some of the New England teams you were on, some of the Colts. Do you agree with that?
Nope. I don't. I think that you need to be able to run the football. You really do. And I think there's a school of thought. I think that the quantity of runs that you continue to stick at the defense is the big thing. You know, if you run it 25, 28 times, you know, that's going to keep them honest. I tend to think more on yards per carry. You know, if you run it less but more effectively, I think you're making a bigger impact than if you run it more and don't really do much, you know, with your opportunity. So I think balance ultimately will catch up to you. I think you can play some games and kind of lean more towards the passing game than the running game. But I think over the long haul, if you play a season like that, you're going to ask for trouble down the road. You're going to get your quarterback hit. And you're certainly going to get played differently. I think that's one of the things that kind of gets hidden in all that is the scheme that the defense uses or feels like they have to use against you is going to change if you don't continue to run the ball effectively against them. So, you know, and then that creates more problems, you know, because then they start defending the passing game differently and taking away other opportunities from you. So I think good, effective balance is something you need. I think it's something we need to do better and it's something we need to strive to do quick.
Your offensive line, I gave it to you last week. I'll try it again. Three guys who hadn't played, you know, a snap.
Okay.
3 weeks ago now.
Yep.
And the other three coming off injuries. I mean, isn't that kind of the construction-wise, isn't that kind of a bad formula to expect anything? running game wise?
You're just dying for me to make an excuse, aren't you? No, again, we have pro football players, and so does everybody else, and we have guys that have made our team that are capable of going out there and playing well. So, you know, I don't think they would make an excuse. I'm not going to make an excuse for them. I'm not going to say that it's solely on their shoulders either in terms of trying to get the running game kind of, you know, revved up and as productive as we need it. We need our backs to play better. We need our linemen and our tight ends to finish plays better. Continuity is something I think that, you know, is our have we practiced as many times together as we did last year? No, but I still think that that's something that we have to do faster. We don't have, you know, we don't have a training camp to go through it now at this point. So, you know, every practice matters. Every practice is important for us, maybe in particular in that phase of the game. And we have to take advantage of it. And those are the cards that you're dealt. And sometimes you have that situation come up and sometimes you don't. So we have to improve every day.
How about the fact that three of the guys, Cooper, Harris, and Clady, were kind of drafted as athletic, mm-hmm. you know, the zone blocking type guys, and you're kind of wanting to shift to the more mauler, punch him in the face type blocker.
I think JD,
a lot of people say JD's the guy that's most like that.
Yeah, I think, I think those players that you mentioned that were here prior to last season, I think they're fully capable of doing the things we're asking them to do in the running game. I don't think we're not asking them to stand there and, you know, just fight all day by themselves. And I mean, no matter what running scheme you're using, you're going to have to be physical. I don't think there's any offensive line that isn't a physical offensive line. I mean, you have to be able to pass protect one-on-one. You have to be able to block people one-on-one sometimes, and you have to be able to double team a player off the line of scrimmage. I mean, those are all things that you do really no matter what scheme you use. And I think those guys are capable of doing that. Well, there's always a chance. I mean, we'll always look at who's out there if we feel like they can improve our football team. But, you know, I think our backs at this point need to continue to work and improve. And, you know, they're part of the solution.
You mentioned him on Monday, but Kevin Dickerson, what have you seen in his development before, and what made you guys start?
He's had a number of good weeks now of practice, and I think he's continuing to get better. He really hasn't played much in this type of a system, and I think this might be a really solid fit for him to be able to play the end and line up over the tackle, much of the game, and use his strength and his hands and win the line of scrimmage for us there. And we're not asking him to shoot into gaps and do some of those things that he's done before, and he's trying to break some of those habits too. So he just played better, and I think he's improving every week. He's got a great attitude. He's in a great frame of mind. I think he really likes being here, and we certainly are happy to have him here.
Your guys watch the special teams performance the other day?
I'm sure they watched some of that. We need to improve in some areas there in the kick game too. We're very pleased with the production of our kickoff return team, you know, and I think we're excited about the opportunity to maybe settle in on a kickoff returner, settle in on our punt returner. Eddie's doing a good job back there. Damaris did a good job the other day on the kickoff return team. We blocked the return well, which really was the biggest factor in the whole thing. So, you know, there was some good there. Made all our scoring opportunities. Certainly Prater's kicking the ball well. But we didn't, you know, we didn't cover kickoffs very well. So that's a bad thing, to be struggling with. And you know, with our defense, when we've put the other team's offense on a long field, our defense has done a good job of getting off the field, and we certainly can't give up field position like that on the kickoff team.
Are you expecting a little more cleaner game from the Ravens, and defensively anyway, than what you saw last week?
This is a tough physical team that we're playing. I mean, they're going to, you know, this is as tough and physical of a front seven as I'm sure we'll play. And they've been that way for a long time. So I have a great deal of respect for the way they play, the way they're coached, and I expect it to be a hard-fought game.
Will you pick Justin Bannon's brain at all, or do you think
Yeah, we talked to him a little bit, you know, about some of the things that they do, and he kind of confirmed some of the things we thought about their scheme. You know, this is not a team that tries to trick you a whole lot. This is a team that kind of lines up and says, we're right here, and you know where we're at, and see if you can block us, see if you can stand in there and pass the ball on us, see if you can make some yards in a running game. They're not going to – this is not a smoke and mirrors team. They're kind of in your face, really, is what they are. And, you know, that's why it's so difficult to have consistency against them, because they have really a really solid scheme that doesn't give you a lot of opportunities to make a bunch of big plays. And when you do have your opportunities, you better make them, because you're not going to have, you know, 10 or 12 of them in the game. So, you know, it's just, they're sound all the way around, and Justin really confirmed that.
What were your thoughts on Randy Moss going to
Vikings? I didn't even know that was finalized, but, you know, I wish him the best, certainly. You know, that's really none of my business, out of my league.
One more for Coach. Josh, how critical is it to get the running game going this week in particular, considering they're so good against the pass and the ability they have to get after?
They're good against everything. You know, they. I think it's important for us as a football team to improve in our running game. There's no question. And, you know, we're going to work hard at it today. We're going to work hard at it tomorrow. And you know, I don't know if this is the best week in the world to be saying you're going to try to get right in a running game, but we're gonna have to. We're going to have to continue to work at it and improve. And I think our players have the right frame of mind, and we're going to approach this week like we would any other, that we need to fix a few things, and maybe in this case, maybe more than a few things. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to try to improve our team, and we control how much we improve from now, you know, until the end of the year, and that's what we're focused on right now.